Welcome to the You Can Be Organized with Erin podcast. I'm Erin, professional organizer and director of A Busy Family. We're going to be sharing short episodes each week to help you get organized. We'll dive into all things organizing as well as have guest interviews with other leaders in the industry. So pull up a seat and let's dive into the good stuff. Welcome, and I am so excited to be here. I'm Erin, professional organizer, and welcome to my podcast. This episode, I'm just going to talk about, unfortunately, about me. It's going to be all about me this episode, telling you a little bit about who I am, how I started on the path of becoming a professional organizer, and why I love what I do and why I'm excited to help you through this podcast and my services to help you lead a more organized life. So to start, I am a older mom. I had my children later in life. So my family has got myself, it's got my husband, Steve. I have my children who are 9 and 6 at the time of this recording. We also have an angel baby, and he was in between our two. And we have a four-legged fur baby called Nell. So you will hear me refer to Steve and Nell, my children A and B. And yeah, I love it. I never expected to be here, and I wouldn't change a thing about it. My husband has been extremely supportive of this journey, and I want to thank him for that. So a little bit about how did organizing start for me? It started as a child. I was not the most studious of students. I wasn't into school. I wasn't into studying. I would use organizing as a form of procrastination. So instead of doing homework, I would take my cassettes and I would organize them alphabetically. And then the next time I didn't want to do my homework, I would organize them by color. And then the next time it was by band. And then the next time it was by favorites. And it just went on and on. And not only did I do cassettes, I did my books and I did my toys and I did my clothing, you name it. It got organized many times over the course of my procrastination years. After that, I moved out on my own, and I had an eye for detail. I still have the eye for detail. I could tell you if one of my roommates had taken a piece of bread out of the loaf of bread that was mine. It was almost a neurotic thing. I just knew where things were. I knew what was where it was supposed to be. So if somebody had gone into my room, if somebody had touched my food, if somebody had moved a cushion and put it on the wrong side of the couch, I knew. And it was that eye for detail that led me a little bit into more of the feng shui stuff that I read for fun. I don't practice feng shui, but kind of along an energetic journey into how placement of things could influence us. And later on, I jumped from a job to job. I never really landed on a career for many years. I took school many times. I just couldn't find the right fit for me until I was in my late 20s and came across massage therapy. I loved it. Despite the fact that I disliked sciences in school, I loved everything about massage therapy, the biology, the physiology, the you name it, like just learning about the body and how to help heal it was an amazing journey. I stayed as a massage therapist for 8 years, ran my own practice and found out I was pregnant. Yes, I found out it was not planned and threw my life for a loop. So I had my daughter. Then my husband and I had our middle child, Cullen, who was our angel baby. And shortly after Cullen, we found out we were pregnant again with our third child. And I took that pregnancy hard. I was very lazy, for lack of better terms. I was going through a grieving process of losing a child. I was terrified of doing something wrong and losing another child, even though I know that what Cullen had gone through, what he was diagnosed with, was not anything we had done. I think I have a better chance of getting hit by lightning or winning the lottery now than ever having a problem with a pregnancy. And I knew these things, but I was still paranoid. I was afraid to do too much. And then after Ben showed up, my giant baby, I call him, I went into a postpartum because I still wasn't done with the grieving process of Cullen. So Ben was born and I was going through postpartum. I was dealing with grief. We were trying to potty train our oldest, and oh my God, it became too much. It was overwhelming. We lived in a small space, and the kids stuff, oh my gosh, kids stuff, baby stuff is huge. Like, it takes up so much space and we don't have a lot of space. And so having all that stuff, there wasn't a surface in our home that wasn't covered in stuff. It wasn't dirty. There is a difference between dirty and cluttered. We'll touch on that in a later episode. But our house was cluttered. There was nowhere to put things down. You know, I had to make room to find a spot to put my coffee cup down in the morning. Or I didn't have the energy. I didn't have the patience or the attention span to deal with it. And finally, I sent the kids off, and my husband and I said, I need to clean one room. I need to get rid of all this clutter, all of this stuff, and just get it under control, because I think it's adding to my stress. It's adding to my depression, and I can't be like this anymore. So we picked our living room because our living room is the hub. That is where we sit and relax. It is where the kids' items are. We had a bassinet. We had walkers. We had bouncy things. Oh, you know how it goes. If you have children, it takes up all the space. And so my husband and I went through the entire space. We cleared it all out. We gave everything a good cleaning and then started putting things back so that it made sense, so that there was actually a diaper changing station. There was a potty training station, because accidents happen. You have to have those items available quickly to clean up when necessary. We had the infant toys versus the toddler toys. We had our stuff, you know, some of our movies, some of our memorabilia up, and cookbooks, and what else did we have? Oh, everything was in that room. But we dedicated zones, and when the kids came back from their visit with their grandparents, the tone of the house had changed. The whole feeling of the house had changed. We found we had more patience when dealing with potty training. We had more patience with each other. We had better sleep. And it was an amazing feeling. So at the time, I was working with a life coach, and I went into my session after that experience and was telling her, you know, what I did on the weekend. I shipped the kids off and we organized our living room, and I feel fantastic. the house feels better. I feel better. I actually felt like I had more energy, which was a first in several years because of what I was going through. So she sat back and she asked me if I was listening to what I was saying. And I'm like, no, I don't listen to me. I expect others to listen to me, but I don't listen to myself. Sidebar, that has changed. I now listen and trust myself on a regular basis. So she says, this is checking all the boxes, because I was at the time trying to figure out who I was and what I wanted to do with my life now that I had kids. I was in my 40s and I didn't want to go back to massage therapy. It no longer held my heart like it hadn't in the past. So I was trying to find out what I could do. I wanted to have a bigger purpose than just being mom to my amazing children and partner to my husband. So she's like, have you thought about becoming a professional organizer? And I was like, what? A professional organizer? Is that really a thing? Apparently it is. So I had gone home and, you know, just toyed with that. And I went through the checklist I had made of things I was looking for in terms of a job or career. There were certain boxes I wanted to check. And a professional organizer checked all those boxes. I was like, huh. So let's see, how do you become a professional organizer? So I started looking into trainings and what was available, you know, was it, I still wasn't convinced it was a thing. So I found some trainings and I'm like, it is a thing. This is the thing I could be good at. I enjoy doing this and it would be amazing to help others learn and feel. Because one of the biggest things was the way our home felt after we got organized. And I wanted to share that feeling with other people. You know, have you ever walked into a space and felt it was heavy? It was a depressing space, or the space had a feeling to it. And when I work with clients and what I wanted to share with people getting into this profession was that feeling of, you know, bringing happiness and joy back. So when you walk into a space and you can feel the change, hopefully you know what I'm talking about. Hopefully you've had that experience. And I wanted to share that with others. So I decided, okay, after the holidays, I'm going to pursue becoming a professional organizer. I'm going to sign up for one of these trainings I had found, and I'm going to do this. And I'm going to take my time learning, because I don't necessarily want to do anything and have to deal with daycare until my kid's at school. So I still had a little bit of time before Ben was in school full time. And over the holidays that year, lo and behold, Netflix had come out with a series about Marie Kondo. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a thing. And so there is how it all started. I did some training and Get Organized with Erin was born. So it's really been a journey to get me here. I love where I am. I am in love with helping people de-stress and declutter and love their space again. But in terms of training, there's so much out there. You know, there is a lot of training we can take. There's specialized training we can take. But at the same time, in Canada here, it is yet to become a regulated industry. So you don't need to take any training. I like to learn, despite my high school career telling you otherwise. If it's something I'm passionate about, I love to learn. And so I took a training course that was called The Art of Professional Organizing. I took a Clutterbug certification. I joined the POC, which is the Professional Organizers of Canada, and they have their own curriculum and are actually trying to regulate the industry that way. So, and I'm training, like I'm always reading, I'm always learning. You know, I had a client say that they wanted to do a Swedish death clean. Well, I didn't know what a Swedish death clean was. It's a term I hadn't heard yet. So I researched and I was learning about it. When it comes to chronic disorganization, formerly known as hoarding, that is a very specialized area. And there are organizers that are certified to help with those situations. And because I'm a member of the POC, I can refer clients that have these situations that are out of my comfort zone, out of my area of practice. I have other organizers that I can reach out to help them. So even if I can't help them personally, I can help them find somebody that is capable of helping them. So that being said, I am constantly learning. I am constantly reading, listening to podcasts, watching shows and taking courses. And so if you're concerned that I don't know how to help you, don't be defeated, because I'm going to learn. And through this podcast series, you can learn with me. I'm going to learn about Swedish death clean and what it entails. And I'm going to share that with you. And we're going to talk about the Home Edit and their methods and Marie Kondo and the Clutterbug Nations. And that I hope you will join me every week to learn about all these things. And hopefully one of them will resonate with you and be the piece to the puzzle that helps you start or continue on your organizing journey. So I want to go on 5 things about me. These are going to be some fun facts. And if you work with me and as we travel on this journey, you may just experience some of these things. So I'm a crier. I am a crier. I cry books, movies, commercials, music. I cry watching my daughter dance on stage. It's a thing. I'm okay with it. I used to be embarrassed that I was such a crier, and now it is me, and I have embraced that. So if you're working with me or listening to this podcast and you hear me get a little choked up, I probably am. If I'm working with you and you have a breakdown of sorts and you need to cry to release whatever it is, high probability that I am going to also cry with you in support. Thing number 2, I've mentioned it already. I'm an old mom. I had my first baby at 38, and I had my last baby just shy of 41. So I'm an old mom, which means I have lots of experience before kids, and I was able to witness a lot of other people's experiences before I had my kids. Number 3, I have met a real life prince, and not my husband. My husband is a prince. He's wonderful. He is the king of my world. But when I was younger, I don't remember the situation. I was 6 months old, but I did have the honor of having dinner with Prince Andrew, and he came to see parents' home at the time in Mississauga, Ontario. It was the first passive solar house in Canada. And so he was curious and wanted to know more. And he came and had dinner at our house. So I have met a real life prince. You may have caught on, I am a dance mom. I fully support my daughter and her dancing. Is she excellent? No, she has fun. And to me, that is the most important thing. And as long as she's having fun and wants to continue, I will support her and be the dance mom. I'm also a baseball mom and slowly becoming a taekwondo mom. My 2 little ones are busy and I love it. I never thought I'd have the opportunity of being a sport mom, and I love it. So baseball and dance are the primary ones at this point in time, and we'll see where Taekwondo leads. And number five, I love crystals. I love crystals. And so I, in my spare time, will read books about how to use crystals and their energies and where to place them and what to take with me when I travel for safety or to help keep me calm when I'm giving presentations on stage and such. And it's wonderful. I have crystals all throughout my house. I actually did and planned a family trip with my family and some of our closest friends. And we went up to Thunder Bay, Ontario, because I heard you could mine amethysts. And so we went to Thunder Bay, which is took us several days to get there because we made it a trip. And we went mining for amethysts. And it was a blast. We had so much fun. What is my dirty little secret? My garage. My garage currently is my dirty little secret. I am embarrassed every time the garage door opens and somebody drives or walks by or the neighbors across the street look at my garage. My garage is my chaos. And it is on the list of things that we are going to conquer, that we are going to conquer in the next little while. So there's some little facts about me on a more personal level. To wrap up, I just want to talk about my goal for this podcast going forward. And my goal is to help motivate, support, teach, and share all things organizing. And I hope that you will each be able to take a little tidbit and apply it to your current situation to help you become more organized and productive. So we're not just going to be talking, you know, organizing physical things. We're going to talk about time management and goals and habits and everything organizing. Organizing is not just the moving of items around into systems. It's managing your time. It's managing your mental space, your digital space. So many different areas that we are going to tackle and talk about. And I'm excited to have you here to go on your journey and be a part of your journey. If you have any suggestions as to what you would like to hear me talk about, please write it in comments. I will be reading them and replying and adding those ideas to my list of episodes going forward. So thank you for joining me, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And until next time, happy organizing.